This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It is good to have you along as we take the mic on the road today to the Community Giving Foundation. Their headquarters is at the entrance to the community of Berwick, but the footprint they cover is far, far larger, a very wide footprint of areas covered. We'll tell you exactly what they do and how people become a part of this Community Giving Foundation. We welcome Kara C. Schultz today, the president and CEO of the Community Giving Foundation. Thanks for joining us, Kara.
Kara, let's start with simply a definition of a foundation like this.
Well, the Community Giving Foundation is a partner for the charitable work that is done in the 5.5 counties that we serve. So our partnerships with donors and people who want to give back to their community, and then also our relationships with all of our stakeholders, including our nonprofit organizations across our service area, are really our partners in the charitable giving. So we are the vehicle that can help individuals, families, and businesses personalize their charitable giving back to the community. We work with them to help them put a plan in place of what that giving back looks like. We formalize it, and we do the administration to make it all happen and to make as much impact in the community as we can with their charitable dollars.
I've often wondered who I would help first if I had a huge sum of money. But through the Community Giving Foundation, it's really helping people to sort that out and to direct the money that is available to the places that they'd most like to see helped.
Absolutely. Philanthropy here at the Community Giving Foundation is very personalized, and that's one of our favorite parts of the work that we do. When we meet with people, when we sit down and have conversations with donors about what they're passionate about in the community and what they want to do to help the community, everybody comes from a different perspective, and everybody comes with their own passion. So what we love to do is just sit down and help everybody figure that out. And again, because of our relationships with our nonprofits and our knowledge of what's going on in the communities and where the needs are, we can put those two together. We are the connector, really, of a donor's charitable wishes and what the nonprofits need to say, this is how we can benefit those. So every time, you know, a donor establishes a fund, we feel really good that the impact it's going to have in the community is going to be very positive.
Okay. I want to talk about some of the specifics there in a bit, but can you give us a history, a look back at, from the beginning of this to date? Had you previously been under a different name? Was that that sticks in my head?
Yeah, we have a wonderful history, and a history of growth, which is pretty amazing in itself. So back in 1999, we started as a healthcare conversion foundation when the Berwick Hospital sold from a nonprofit to a for-profit, which created a $28 million charitable endowment with us to forever support and give back to the original service area, which is made up by the patients of that original Berwick Hospital. And a couple of years into it, when that Berwick Health and Wellness Foundation was created, 5 years out of that, the board of directors made just a wonderful decision to continue to grow and do more philanthropic work across our region. So it grew from a very, from the 23 township and borough service area of the Berwick Hospital Foundation to a regional community foundation. So in 2003, we the board made the decision to become regional, and our name, our first name, was Central Susquehanna Community Foundation. From 2003 and through 2018, we added four additional geographic affiliates. So Berwick was really one of our first communities that we served on its own. And then we added Selinsgrove, Sunbury, Danville, and then Bloomsburg. So under our regional foundation, as the community foundation, we also have five geographic affiliates. And then it was in 2020 that we went through a rebranding for our community foundation, and our name changed to the Community Giving Foundation. And that was an opportunity through the rebranding process for us to really come all together. So our regional Community Giving Foundation, our geographic affiliates that were under this larger umbrella, it really created a more togetherness with all of us coming together under that new name and rebranding initiative that we went through.
So changes over the years, and that includes the physical location here. Can you give us that chronology, and also about this building? I mean, this building itself has a fascinating story.
Yeah. So when our foundation again started in 1999, soon after that, our first physical home space was on Vine Street. And then as our foundation grew, we outgrew that physical space. So in 2008, the board of directors made the decision to build a new building, and we donated our original space to the Berwick chapter of the American Red Cross. And that space is now occupied by the Stuart Tank Association. When we started digging ground in 2008 for our new building, one of the priorities for the board and staff was to create a space that would be able to be used by our community, offer a space that our nonprofits could use to meet and gather and support the good work that they're doing in the communities, and then also to build a building that would meet LEED certification requirements. So there's a lot of elements in this building that allow us to have that LEED certification. And one of those is that we chose a location that is an entryway, a flat iron to the Berwick community. But it was also, we built this on a previously disturbed site. And then there's a lot of other pieces to this building, from the windows to the systems that we use, to the carpet, many features like that that also keep us in the green building category. But what's most wonderful to see is all of our nonprofits in the community, when they need a space like this, it's here for them. And you will often drive by and see many cars here at night or on the weekends of people being able to utilize this. And of course, with nonprofits and anybody doing charitable work in the community, it's free to them to use. And that's important to us as well.
I like that symbolic nature of being an entryway to the community while obviously helping the community, and not just this one, but just from where you're located. But your footprint is really, I mean, that's a stretch. Like you and I talked before we went on the air here. I'm trying to think, from here to my house is probably like an hour. So, I mean, that's, you know, and both are covered. So that's a stretch.
Yeah, we have a large service area. And back in 2003, when we decided to go regional, you know, it takes us from Luzerne County, all of Columbia County, Montour, Northumberland, Snyder, and Union County. So it is a significant service area. But the partnerships and the stakeholders that we have that are in all areas of those counties that we serve really help us be able to do what we do in such a large area. And community foundations are the end goal of all community foundations, which there are more than 800 in the United States alone. But the end goal of all community foundations are really the same, to do the most that we can as far as charitable impact back into the communities that we live and support charitable intentions. But how community foundations work to meet that end goal, when you've met one community foundation, you've met one community foundation. So some community foundations might focus on one county alone, where others are regional with geographic affiliates under them. So obviously, you know where we fall. We're proud of it, but it is a significant service area. But it just means we're doing a lot of good across a big area.
I once had somebody, when a government building was opening that I was covering the dedication, he said, "This is not a Taj Mahal." People are saying that. This is not a Taj Mahal. I mean, this is all space. Every square inch in here seems to be well used and has a purpose. I mean, this isn't just a fancy building for a sake of a fancy building.
We are very proud that we have a very comfortable, welcoming, and peaceful space. So no matter if it's a nonprofit coming in here, our wonderful staff of 8 people coming in here every day, a space where we can meet with our stakeholders, donors, and have board meetings, it's a space that really follows what we're all about, and that's giving back to the community and enhancing the quality of life across our valley.
And we mentioned growth, but over the course of how many, 20-some years, there have been some pretty nasty economic downturns. How do you weather those?
It's one of the best things about a community foundation and the model that we follow on the investment side is because we know the market isn't always going to be up, it's going to go down. And so everything that we do, we look at a 16-quarter rolling average, knowing that the market's going to fluctuate, so that we can be consistent with the money going back into the community, the grants going back to nonprofits, and the scholarships being awarded to students from us. When we look at that 16-quarter 4-year average, and apply our spending policy on that is what allows us to give back the amount of money from every fund each year. That's, you know, our investment model helps us.
Let's talk a bit about that. You're talking about personalizing the giving. If somebody comes in to you and says, "I'm interested," you know, but where do you go from there? How do you sort of formulate a plan?
Yeah, so I would just take this opportunity to do it with you right now. So Matt, what are you passionate about?
Libraries.
You're passionate about libraries. And in what communities?
That was easy. I like that question.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So
so in the Danville area? The
yes. Selinsgrove, Danville, Sunbury. Yeah. I have a collection of library cards.
Oh wow. Oh, that's awesome. Okay. So your passion for libraries, it sounds like we cover the same footprint there for our community foundations. And when you think about wanting to help libraries, is there anything specifically within the library that you would focus on?
Yeah, I would say increasing the services that they offer.
Yeah, so what we would do for you is look at creating a fund, the Matt's Library Fund. And in that fund, we could say that the charitable dollars that you invest in this new endowment fund, we could then give back to the named libraries that you choose. So whether it's the Thomas Beaver Library, a library in Selinsgrove, we could specifically outline the libraries. And then every year, what our program staff would do here is we would make a grant to those specific libraries to enhance the services that they're offering in Matt. And they would always know that it's coming from Matt's Library Fund.
35 years of doing this, and no one's ever turned the tables on me. And you put my anxiety medications to the test, but hopefully that went well, and that gives people an idea of, you know, literally how this works. So.
Well, and you can't see my smile on the air, but these conversations are what create our smiles here. When we can really make someone think about their passions and what makes them feel good about giving back, and then on paper, we put it all together for you, and then we make sure that we forever honor your intent of why you gave those dollars. So when somebody comes in here, really our game plan is to listen and to hear what's important to you. And we can't go any further step until we've taken the time to do that to you. And every single person is different. So we listen to what it is you want to do. The other big pieces are, well, how much involvement do you want? Some donors want more involvement. Others want to just set it up and know that they can trust us and that we will forever honor those intentions. Some people can come in here with, I just want to support youth and recreation. I want to support the arts in Northumberland County. Others might want to come in and say, I want to support specifically ABC organization in this county and XYZ organization in that county. And then we can, every year, we will make a grant back to those specific organizations, and it's set up and it's ready to roll. So it's just those conversations that we can have when we sit down one-on-one with people that we can really create the best fund.
Any anecdotes you can share from recent years, funds that have been started, and just to kind of show the diversity of where it's all going.
I mean, taking you from one end to the other is we have had funds created where they're considered unrestricted. So a business a couple of years ago in Sunbury established a fund with our Sunbury affiliate, and it's unrestricted, meaning that the business is going to contribute to it charitably, but they believe in and trust that Sunbury affiliate board of directors to go through the process of analyzing and researching with us and knowing the needs in the Sunbury area community at that time. And then our board makes the decisions on where that grant money is going. So a business sets up the fund and is giving to it charitably, but entrusts the board of directors to make decisions on how that money is used in supporting the community. Where other funds that, we are working through a designated fund right now where it is going to give back to four specific organizations. Where four different nonprofit organizations are identified, and it's set up, and it will forever give back to those. So we also establish donor advised funds, where donors are interested in being involved every year, being involved, and their grant making back to the community could change from year to year. So we continue to establish funds that focus on that.
And you gave me a pile of goodies here that will give me all the information I need. But tell me a bit about this giving workbook. What purpose does that serve, and how did it come about?
Yeah, so our giving workbook was put together about 2 years ago, and we've revised it once or twice along the way. But it was a resource that many of us here at the foundation knew we needed as we sat down with individuals to have these conversations and have conversations around, your charitable passions and what are community foundations. A lot of people, to understand the concept of a community foundation and why it exists and the work that we do inside this amazing building on West Front Street, we knew we needed to share more about that. And so with all the resources that we have as a community foundation, from peer resources to the Council on Foundations and our governing entities, Katie Simpson, our communications officer, was really able to pull from all those resources and put together an incredible giving workbook that we can give to anybody that we work with. It is available on our website, csgiving.org, and you can complete it as a fillable PDF even. But it's a nice piece that people can go through on their own or together as a family, just to go through the steps and understand what all can happen here when you partner with the Community Giving Foundation. I like to refer to it as our Giving Workbook 101. It has a few chapters in it, and it just builds on each other. So it's an incredible resource that we use with any audience. So whether it's a potential donor or an incoming board member, our youth and philanthropy students who are high school students, 9th through 12th grade, it's a resource for them to use as well.
If you want to give the website again and any other way that people can learn more.
Yeah, out of five stars being the best, I would definitely give our website, csgiving.org, five stars. Katie makes sure that it is kept up to date, and it is anything that you would need to know about us, whether it's starting a fund, working with our staff, Eric Pangolinan, our program officer on the grant side and the program side, Carrie Harder on the scholarship side, Alyssa with development, Al Mialy is our CFO, and there's financial resources on there regarding our investments and what that looks like, and just supporting all the work we do. It's full of information for you to check out at any time. It's just being grateful for our staff of eight of who I've mentioned here, and also Shelley Sarge and Kim Groshek. and our boards of directors. They do amazing work, and they're very passionate people in focusing in on the community and doing everything we can. So it is just being grateful to be here and be a part of the Community Giving Foundation and to work with all the partners in the way that we do. Our nonprofits are pretty incredible across our region, and the work that they do is amazing.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.